Welcome to 9to5 Google Daily for July 3rd, 2018. I'm Stephen Hall. First up today, we have Samsung's Android Go phone. If you didn't know already, Samsung is launching its very first Android Go device. And in these pictures, we find that it predictably runs a Samsung software skin. So there, I think there's a little bit of a misconception that Android Go requires that OEMs have stock Android or very minimally modified Android, as is the case with Android One. But that's actually not the case. And it looks like this low-end, bottom-of-the-barrel spec Samsung phone will indeed be coming with Android Go with a pretty heavy Samsung software skin on top. Next up, we have Android P DB4, which we talked a lot about on yesterday's podcast, so you should go listen to that if you haven't already. But today, we learned that the share menu now only shows 4 direct share targets, down from 8. So basically, these are buttons that would let you do share actions directly to things, actions within pieces of apps. For instance, in Android Messages, you can share something directly to a contact rather than having to open the app itself and then do that yourself. In this case, we found that Google is dropping the total number of these options down from 8 to 4. It doesn't look like this makes the share sheet any faster, which is unfortunate, but it does give it, I think, a little bit of a cleaner look. Finally today, our Kyle Bradshaw reports that Google is working on a YouTube app for Fuchsia. So it seems that we've mentioned this, I think, in the Fuchsia podcast that we did on Alphabet Scoop a week or two ago, that there is a lot of work being done on Fuchsia behind the scenes that's not out in the public, but in some cases, pieces of things that are being worked on in the background actually make their way into the public source code. So our Kyle Bradshaw found evidence that Google is indeed working on a YouTube app for Fuchsia. And while that may not be surprising at all, it is interesting for those that have been following the development of the fledgling OS. You can read all these stories and much more on 9to5google.com and subscribe to 9to5 Google Daily in Google Play, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast player. And tune into our longer 1-hour talk, Alphabet Scoop, every Saturday morning.